beautiful. So beautiful. Lyle Carner hier mit Ain't Nothing Changed auf Flux FM. Heute Abend ist der Mann im Lido, ich hatte es gerade schon gesagt, und gleich gibt's auch noch Tickets dafür. Jetzt aber hier erstmal bei uns im Interview ein sehr sympathischer Typ, der ein unglaublich erfolgreiches Jahr hinter sich hat, der allerdings noch nicht mal eine richtige Platte veröffentlichte, und insofern dürfte das wahrscheinlich eins seiner großen Ziele sein für dieses Jahr. Wir werden uns jetzt also ein bisschen über dieses Jahr unterhalten, über seine Gigs beim South by Southwest zum Beispiel, über Old School, über New School, über True School, über seine persönlichen Texte, über seinen Stiefvater vielleicht auch. Es gäbe eine Menge zu berichten. Sogar Jürgen Klopp können wir hier nochmal kurz zum Thema machen. denn wir haben uns gerade drüber unterhalten. Jürgen Klopp liegt hier bei uns im Studio. Also nicht so wirklich als Person. He's not laying here in the studio as a person, but he's here on the front of a magazine. Almost in person, but he's on the cover of the Chrismon Spezial. Our favorite magazine here at Flux FM, the Christian magazine from the Süddeutsche Zeitung. Das evangelische Magazin, da ist Jürgen Klopp drauf. Und der Leute kam gerade rein und meinte so, oh, Jürgen Klopp, he's my idol. Because you're a Liverpool fan.
Yes, I am. Forever.
Welcome, first of all, in the studio. Nice that you had time to come here.
Not at all. Thank you very much for having me.
So, now tell us, I just told you that he's doing loads and tons of commercials now here for pretty much anything.
Yeah, the Jürgen Klopp adverts.
Chocolate, cars,
beers,
but whatever. Is it the same in Great Britain?
Not really. Not in England. He's he's just on TV all the time because of Liverpool. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite funny. He's almost an enigma where we are, but over here now he obviously is just this big, gigantic advertisement machine.
Were you shocked? Were you disappointed?
I wasn't disappointed because I just want him to win. I want him to be as rich as possible because he is the best.
So. Okay, and you're a Liverpool fan.
Yes, exactly. So, okay. I mean, you can't see his face enough. Like, I want to see his face every single day.
Yeah, we're still crying tears, bitter tears, crocodile tears that he left us.
Yeah,
that
sorry.
You have him now.
I'm sorry about that.
It's fine, it's okay. So, also Jürgen Klopp haben wir kurz geklärt. Er ist großer Jürgen Klopp-Fan beziehungsweise großer Liverpool-Fan. Und in England macht der Jürgen nicht so viel, oder in Großbritannien macht der Jürgen nicht so viel Werbung wie hier. Aber er sagt, es ist ihm egal. Er ist auch nicht enttäuscht, dass er ihn hier überall sieht, sei es für Schokoladenriegel oder was auch immer. Ihm ist es wurscht. Er soll einfach nur gewinnen und viel Kohle machen. So, let's not talk any further about Jürgen. We can do this in the end of the talk if you want. Let's just talk about your year. 2016 has been crazy for
yes,
you.
Yes, it's been all right.
It's been quite all right.
It's been busy.
Yeah. Can you even remember any of the things that you've done? I mean, there's been loads of things and there's been loads of praise for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I guess when you are the person that subject is about, it's very hard to notice. I always say that it's like getting fat. Like, you don't notice that you're fat until you're fat. I mean, so... for me, it's been quite difficult to kind of hone in on moments over the year, I guess, because it's happened so slowly, bit by bit. But yeah, I mean, this year it's just been nice to be so busy, to not have any time to think, but just to, you know, to be continuously active.
Yeah.
And with friends.
So, but don't you have at least a moment to sit down at some point and think like, holy shit, I mean, what's going on here? Do I have enough time to process all of this?
I'll tell you what, I guess actually, it comes, the main one is shows every now and again. So for example, playing Cologne last night, last time we played there, there wasn't that many people who came, and that's cool because Cologne is a million miles away from London, and I was happy that 10 people were there. But yesterday we came out on stage and I didn't know how the tickets had been sold. I didn't know if we'd done well or not, and I didn't want to know. I walked out into the venue, like onto the stage, and the room was packed. And I think it's moments like that that kind of hit you when you're not expecting them, when you go, oh shit, this is actually me.
Right.
I've done this. You know, yeah, it's weird.
Also 2016 war für ihn wirklich ein verrücktes Jahr. Er meinte so, dafür, dass es alles sehr doch langsam losging und so ein bisschen für bisschen, ist es in diesem Jahr wirklich explodiert. Er war im Grunde genommen in der ganzen Welt unterwegs. Er war in den USA. You've been actually playing South by Southwest as well,
yes,
in Austin,
we did. Yeah,
Texas.
We did.
How was that?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got family in Texas, so we spent some time with them afterwards. Yeah, we did loads of things that we shouldn't have done.
Have they seen you live?
Yes, they came down. They hadn't seen me before, so they came down for the first time, which was special actually, because... they've been talking about seeing me for ages, but I've never been in London. So it was a match made in heaven.
Very sweet. Did you pat your shoulder afterwards?
Yes, I did. Yeah, just a little.
Well done, boy. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted. Just for my uncle. Good on you.
Also er hat auch South by Southwest gespielt und er meinte, er hat sogar Familie in Texas, die dann tatsächlich ihn auch live gesehen haben und die ihm dann am Ende auch ein bisschen auf die Schulter geklopft haben. Und der Onkel meinte, ja, gut gemacht, Junge, gut gemacht. Aber er meint natürlich auch, man hat gar nicht so richtig Zeit, weil es alles so viel war, sich mal hinzusetzen und kurz mal sich durch den Kopf gehen zu lassen, was passiert da eigentlich zur Zeit. Aber es gibt, er sagt, es ist ein bisschen wie dick werden. Man merkt gar nicht, dass man dick wird und irgendwann sagt einem jemand, hey, du bist ganz schön dick geworden, und man kriegt es gar nicht selber mit. Aber er hat gesagt, zum Beispiel bei solchen Abenden wie gestern. Er sagt, in Köln zum Beispiel waren nur 10 Leute. Er war ziemlich überrascht, aber es war auch völlig okay, weil es weit weg von zu Hause war. Aber gestern Abend dann zum Beispiel war, hat er überhaupt nichts erwartet, keine Erwartungen ans Publikum gehabt. Und dann war der Raum, der Saal plötzlich total knackvoll. Und das sind dann solche Momente, wo man sich bewusst wird, oh, die sind alle wegen mir gekommen. Und das sind dann schon so Situationen, wo man sich bewusst wird, was da eigentlich tatsächlich passiert ist. So, probably a lot of people are coming to your concerts as well, because you kind of incorporate or stand for a new form or a very personal form of, what could you say, grime or a form of hip-hop, rap?
Yeah, I guess it's hip-hop, rap, yeah. I don't know, I suppose because we're from... Because I'm from the UK, inevitably it's going to be a little bit different because I can't write about the same things that, you know, a lot of my idols wrote about, you know, because I didn't grow up in the Bronx, or, you know, I didn't grow up in on the West Coast, so I can't talk about the things, and I haven't been exposed to the things that they've seen. And so I guess for me it was just, you know, reflecting. I think the sound and the beats from Rebel Clef and whoever else, they kind of reflect the stuff that we see and the stuff that we know. And I think that was the only way that we could stay true to what we were doing and maybe, you know, perhaps do something that could cause, you know, any sort of small ripple in this big ocean. I think it was just being true to our own sound and our own influences, as opposed to trying to go, yeah, we can talk about that stuff as well, because I don't see that, you know.
Right.
I don't have a limousine, I don't have loads of girls
not yet
on my phone. Okay, yeah, yeah. Never know.
No, but I mean, you could, if you want. I mean, there are enough people also in the UK or here in Germany who sing or who rap about, you know, the hard life out on the street and some gangster shit and go on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't really experienced, thank God, you could say, any of this, but you could still do this. But no, you don't. You actually, I read in an interview that you like to rap or you like to sing, to speak about people that you actually like.
Yes.
Which makes it harder.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's people that I love, usually. And sometimes, and people that I don't like, actually, more. I probably write about people I don't like more than I write about people I do like.
Okay.
But I don't know. I've always found it very difficult to write about things or people that I don't know, because there's no truth in it. I mean, say, if you're writing a play, it's the same. You write a play about the 1950s. You have to know everything about the 1950s to write that play.
That's
so
true.
There's no way that I could write a song about stuff that I don't know, because I know there's people who do know about it, who can write that song about whatever, you know, that kind of life, or, you know, the stuff that I don't write about.
Ja. Er hat eine sehr persönliche Art, an seine Texte ranzugehen, und das sieht man dann oder das hört man ihn eben auch live. Wir werden uns gleich noch ein bisschen genauer darüber unterhalten, aber ich habe ihn gefragt, ob das so eine neue Art und Weise ist, an die Musik ranzugehen, ob das was Britisches ist, ob das vielleicht auch jetzt aktuell ist, eher so ein bisschen sanfter, ein bisschen persönlicher zu werden. Und er meinte, naja, es ist einfach die ehrlichere Art. Er würde natürlich auch ganz gern so wie seine Idole auftreten, aber er sagt, er hat eben nicht das gleiche Leben gehabt wie Rapper in der Bronx zum Beispiel oder an der Westküste in den Vereinigten Staaten, wo eben das harte Straßenleben immer wieder thematisiert wird, irgendwelche Schießereien, irgendwelches Gangsterleben. Das hat er gar nicht gehabt, und es wäre totaler Quatsch, wenn er jetzt so tun würde, als ob. Nein, er singt dann also über die Sachen, die ihm widerfahren sind und die in seinem persönlichen Kosmos stattfinden. Und das sind dann eben Dinge wie zum Beispiel der Tod seines Stiefvaters oder über Freunde zu singen oder auch über Menschen, die er vielleicht auch nicht unbedingt mag, aber die ihn zumindest umgeben. Und er sagt, das ist dann weitaus ehrlicher. Man kann ja nicht über irgendwas Texte machen und singen oder rappen, wovon man eigentlich gar keine Ahnung hat. But just going back to this personal approach, I mean, I've been reading that one topic, for instance, has been your stepfather who died a couple of years ago, who you're talking, I read a review about the concert, and it was saying that without any beat having been done, actually, you go on stage and you talk about your stepfather.
Yeah.
That is a very, very emotional approach.
Yes,
and
yes,
it's also kind of a challenge for the audience.
Yes.
Exactly. Completely. And that must be kind of a, I mean, what do you get as an answer, as a response?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a weird one, because for me at first, it was about, you know, me kind of sorting some things out that were in my head and kind of, you know, making sense of a lot of things that I'd felt and I'd been through. And the only way I knew that was to, you know, to put it through my music. But then I did start to think, you know, when you're playing shows, that it's not solely about you, you know, and that there is an audience there and there are people that have paid money to be there. And so I think it is, I think it's a mindfulness, you know, that I think the importance of is understanding where the stories come from, you know, and there's no good me playing a song without any context if it's a song like that, because, you know, you don't understand it, and that you don't connect with it. So I think for me, explaining the story, say, about my dad or a few of the other songs that are about various different topics, I think it's important for me to give some sort of context sometimes, because I think it kind of aids, like, a, you know, deeper connection between myself and the people who are in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Also ein Auftritt zum Beispiel, von dem ich eine Konzertberichterstattung gelesen hatte, ging so los, dass er wohl auf die Bühne getreten ist und noch bevor es irgendeinen Beat gab, er dann erstmal die Geschichte vom Tod seines Stiefvaters erzählt hat. Also sehr, sehr persönlich wurde, sehr emotional wurde. Und ich habe mich gerade gefragt, was das eben auch auslöst beim Publikum, beziehungsweise auch auf der Zwischenbeziehung, also auf der Beziehung zwischen ihm und dem Publikum. Und er sagt, ja, es ist unglaublich wichtig. Er will auch diese Beziehung herstellen, indem er vielleicht auch sich selbst erklärt, seine Texte erklärt, seine Songs erklärt, damit er eben weiß, das kommt beim Publikum auch so an, wie es gemeint ist. Und da findet er es wichtig, eben kleine Stories dazu auch zu erzählen. Let's listen to another song. Your debut LP is not out yet, but you're working on it.
Yes, it's coming very soon.
Very, very soon. Let's listen to another track. No CD featuring Rebel Clef.
Yes, my hero.
Do you want to tell a story?
About this
whole thing.
I guess it's funny actually, because out of all of the tunes, this I guess is kind of the most lighthearted tune that we've ever made, and I think that is a reflection of my friendship between myself and Rebel Clef, who I've been working with for years. But yeah, we were in my bedroom a little while ago, about 2-3 years ago, and we were chopping up this beat, and we wrote it there and then, and it was something that he was saying that he thought that I spend my time being too upset and too, you know, writing about emotional stuff, and he said, for once, just write about something else with me. And so, yeah, that's how it came about.
Okay, also er ist schon ein langjähriger Freund, Rebel Clef. Und das Ding, was wir jetzt gleich hören werden, ist im Schlafzimmer entstanden. Also man hat dann so ein bisschen zusammen rumgespielt, ein bisschen rumgebastelt. Und Rebel Clef meinte zu ihm, hey, weißt du was, einmal in deinem Leben könntest du vielleicht ein bisschen was Positiveres machen. Nicht unbedingt immer so persönlich, immer so traurig, so emotional werden, sondern mach doch einfach mal ein bisschen was anderes. Und das hier ist dabei rausgekommen. No CD featuring Rebel Clef, Loyal Karner, ihr gehört bei uns auf Flux FM heute Abend im Lido zu sehen und zu hören natürlich auch. Hier nochmal kurz auf diese Nummer zurück. Let's just get back to No CD. You're rapping about buying old school CDs, yes, for instance, which is very old school.
Yes.
Indeed, the act itself is really old school. And then even old school CDs.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a big love of yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of comes from sampling and making music, like making hip hop, is that we didn't really have any instruments to hand when we started making tunes. And so, you know, the next best thing was records. So you dig for your dad's records, dig for your mom's records, but soon you realize that there's no more samples to sample. So then you have to go out and buy some.
Yeah.
And it's become, yeah, like a ritual, especially when we're away. When we're on tour, we get to go to, you know, record shops all over the world, mm-hmm, which is, yeah, it's a dream.
Yeah. It's beautiful, and there's even like the cover where you look through,
yes, exactly,
the record things.
Yes.
But speaking about covers, what we completely forgot when we played "Ain't Nothing Changed," I actually, mm-hmm, wanted to ask you. There is a cover of the Schlesische Tor.
Yes, yes,
in front,
just down the road, just
and
down the road.
Yeah, you just told me that wasn't you hadn't even released any music when that picture was done.
Yeah, we were just away. I mean, I went traveling and I went to Berlin on my travels, and I loved it so much that when I came home, I told Rebel Clef about it, and he was like, "Oh, we have to go." So a couple of weeks later, we went back out there with a few friends and spent the week there making music and drinking beers. And then, yeah, we took that photo and we didn't think anything of it at the time. And when we had the single ready to go, we chose it as the photo just because it summed up, you know, what we were about.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, and you also told me that you've been here numerous times in Berlin.
Yeah, far too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Far,
I mean,
too many
not
times.
Not too many times, because you can never be here too much. But yeah, I'm here a lot.
Okay.
I think I've been here twice already this year.
Twice already. Well,
yeah,
that's actually okay.
Mm.
And that probably will be, it will be twice because the year is almost over.
Yeah. But next year we're back.
I was going to say, it could be more.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You never know for Christmas. Who knows? New Year's Eve.
Yeah, no, exactly. So how does your tour schedule look in general? I mean, you've done the US already this year,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
How's next year going to look like?
Yeah.
We just talked about your record that needs, mm-hmm, to come out.
Yes, it does.
So how
does
much work
need
still needs to be done for that?
Not that much. Not that much. I think now it's kind of got to the point where I feel like I've said everything I wanted to say. And that's where I feel like I want to leave it alone now, because I think then you can start to mess it around too much. But, mm-hmm, now, you know, it gets into the point where, you know, you have to get things ready so that it can come out in the right way and put it through the right systems and whatnot. So, yeah, it's now a bit of the boring stuff, which is cool, because the boring stuff is easy. I've always found it's the creative stuff that I find difficult.
So how did you produce the whole thing? Did you work with a producer? Did you do it yourself?
Yeah.
Did you do it with your friends?
It was with friends, but with producers. So I'm very lucky that over the last couple of years I've met and I've grown very close to a few producers who make incredible beats. So, I mean, it's the same guys I've been working with before. It's definitely Rebel Clef, a guy called Quez, and Tom Misch. who are kind of like the three people I've been kind of locked around mm-hmm. recently. And then there's a few other people on there who I won't mention because they're surprises. I've got one guy on there who's my like my idol. I managed to get my own idol on there.
So and they collaborated with you as well in songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well let's keep this as a surprise. So. Pi mal Daumen, as we say, you wanted to learn German. Pi mal Daumen is like roundabout, like when about is that record coming out?
Okay, when about? I mean, early next year.
Early next year.
The start of next year.
Okay, so that means within the first 3 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, within the first 3 months.
Here, give me a fist on that.
Yes, 100%.
All right.
I promise. Right,
well, we count on you because we've been waiting for a long time, actually. I have to tell
too.
You this.
You're
no,
me.
But I mean, look, the first thing we heard from you was, I think, fall last year or late summer last year.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, good. Then the next thing comes spring.
Yeah,
and then,
a little bit.
And it's like, what's going on?
So, where's this album?
Exactly.
You're telling me, I mean, I feel exactly the same. I mean, I've been doing the same, putting out a song and going, I wanted it to be an album by now. But I think it's important because I didn't want to rush it.
Okay.
It's very easy when you start putting tunes out and they start getting played on radio. It's very easy to just go, okay, we have to put an album out now because we have to catch the buzz.
Yep.
I just didn't want it to just all, you know, fall apart in my hands.
Exactly. Okay. Also er sagt, nächstes Jahr, Anfang nächsten Jahres, innerhalb der ersten 3 Monate, kommt die Platte auf alle Fälle, auf die wirklich viele von uns sehr, sehr lange jetzt schon warten. Und er sagt, er hat sie zusammen. Es ist auch der Punkt erreicht, wo man nichts mehr ändern muss. Er hat das Gefühl, er hat alles gesagt, was er sagen wollte, was er sagen musste. Und jetzt wird nicht mehr länger dran rumgeschraubt. Er hatte ein paar Kollaborateure, Freunde in erster Linie. Quest war mit dabei, Tomisch war mit dabei, natürlich auch Rebel Clef, den wir hier gerade schon gehört haben. Und noch ein paar Überraschungsgäste, die dann also bei der Platte auch mit anwesend sein werden, über die wir aber jetzt noch nichts weiter erzählen werden. Dann sind wir also gespannt, was da Anfang nächsten Jahres erscheinen wird. So, speaking of tonight, just quickly,
yes.
At Lido, your mom is not with you this time.
Not,
you can't put her on stage.
I want to bring her on stage, but I can't do it tonight.
Which you've done before.
I have done many times.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah. She loves it?
Yes.
Is she kind of a Rampensau, as we call her?
Yeah, I mean, she gets very nervous about the idea of it. I mean, I never really mention it to her until it happens, and I just bring her up on stage so she doesn't have any time to get scared. But yeah, she was born to be on the stage. More so than me, definitely.
Okay, but she's home now.
Yes.
In London.
Home. Yes. Probably
okay.
Listening, hopefully, somehow.
Alright. Also normalerweise kommt die Mama mit auf die Bühne. Die kriegt immer mal einen spontanen Auftritt, wenn sie im Publikum steht. Das lässt sich heute nicht machen, weil sie in London sitzt, nicht in Berlin. Aber es wird sicherlich ein paar andere schöne Geschichten geben. I guess it's still gonna be a very personal night. As
yes.
Many
of
people
course.
Have seen it before, so we're very much looking forward. And of course, we're crossing our fingers that everything works out for that record. We've been waiting for a long time. You've been promising, and we're going to keep you up for your promise.
Yes.
And we're going to give away some tickets now. Wir haben Karten. Ruft jetzt an für Loyal Kana. Unser Sandmännchen, Eule, sitzt in einem roten Mäntelchen. Ich weiß nicht warum, aber irgendeinen Grund wird es haben. Am Telefon 030-2000-9000, 030-2000-9000. Wenn ihr heute Abend mit dabei sein wollt, Loyal Kana auf der Bühne. Es wird sicherlich ein großartiger Abend. Thank you so much for being here.
No worries.
And we're already looking forward to having you back here in the studio and talking more about you and your exciting life. Maybe also about your cooking school that you do with kids.
Yes, I do.
Which we haven't even lost a word about.
No, I know, but that'll happen next time. Don't worry, because it's going to keep happening.
Absolutely. I'm going to keep this in our little shelf.
Yes, we can have a little kind of shelf.
Okay. And you have to think about a recipe for next time. Maybe we can do some live cooking show here.
I'm so down for that.
Absolutely. We are too. Thank you so much. See you tonight.
Anytime. Big love.
Eine haben wir noch, und zwar Stars and Charts, Loyal Kana auf Lux FM. Heute Abend im Lido 030 2000 9000 nochmal für Tickets.
Mhm.